Hillsong Australia founder Brian Houston has confronted New South Wales government authorities on their unconstitutional COVID-19 regulations. Find out why after a short message from our sponsors.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered. Enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall. Receive enrollment assistance and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
If you're in Australia and want to watch a rugby match with tens of thousands of other sports fans, by all means do so. But for Christians in New South Wales, church attendance is still limited to 100 people or less, regardless of sanctuary size and proper social distancing. Well, Hillsong Australia founder Brian Houston has had enough and joined countless other faith leaders around the world in calling out their local government for the unconstitutional COVID-19 restrictions on churches. The New South Wales government plans to loosen restrictions for social gatherings and events, such as weddings, to include up to 300 people by December. However, churches are still not included in these relaxed restrictions. When Houston went on the Aussie show Today, he said, "Of course, watching football and people are cheering and hugging and spitting and high-fiving, etc., community event numbers are growing, but there has been absolutely no change to churches." Effecting a small change, Houston's words prompted the government on October 21st to include churches in the 300-person limit, to go into effect on October 23rd. Houston still wasn't satisfied. In a series of tweets, Houston highlighted the fact that for megachurches especially, the 100-person limit is a major double standard, as their sanctuaries can often hold up to 4,000 people socially distanced. And yet more than 10 times that number were allowed to attend the National Rugby League final game of the season with no restrictions enforced. Houston's daughter, Laura, shared a social media post in which she said, "The point Dad is making is that currently in New South Wales, you can have thousands of people gathered at sporting events, hundreds crammed into public transport, thousands are rubbing shoulders within shopping centers, hundreds even within a restaurant if the space permits. And yet, restrictions for churches and places of worship aren't easing. Trust me," she continued, "you won't find me protesting 'Let us worship' in the streets anytime soon. But I have to admit that the rules seem very inconsistent." For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.